Hey, Dave and Bernadette here. We're having a great time today thinking about Isaiah the prophet, because Isaiah amplifies so many things. In fact, Bernadette, I was just looking through a study that I kind of found online or whatever, and you can't believe how many times Isaiah is mentioned, not only just in the Gospels, but all the way through the Scriptures. I mean, it's a huge list. And
I'm sure that's true, because Isaiah is really difficult for me to understand, so I imagine it is everywhere, because I don't understand it.
Well, it's a neat book because it not only brings in the reality of the prophecies and of a prophet saying, hey, you're not hearing God or you're not listening to God, mm-hmm. but there's so much comfort in it. And that's what I love about this particular prophet, is that whole feeling of, yeah, okay, I understand we don't have it right, but what about getting it right? And that's why Jesus is such a big part. His prophecies about him are such a big part in the book of Isaiah.
Well, and when you do run across those verses in Isaiah, they're so hopeful. They just feel so like they're such, hopeful. That's just the word.
Well, where it led me in my conversation and thinking about Isaiah, I was trying to be concise with the idea of hope, because there were so many different aspects of what he was describing. That led me into one of my favorite passages about hope, and it's in Romans chapter 5. And we're going to kind of do the he said, she said thing here, because we use two different translations of the Bible.
Yes, we do. Not really for study, but when I'm talking about it like this, I just think that it brings it, word pictures are clear. It makes me think in a new way, because it's easy for me sometimes to read my New International Version. And because I've read it before, sometimes I get lost in thinking about other things instead of thinking about what I'm actually reading.
And I use the New American Standard, and I love it because from a teacher's perspective, mm-hmm. and from a textual perspective, I really like it. Kind of like, right along with the New King James, there are two or three Bibles that I really like a lot that way. But then we introduce, which you've been reading over the last number of years, The Message by Eugene Peterson.
Mm-hmm. It just adds pictures to me. It adds language that's more everyday. And it just makes me think outside of how I normally think.
So let's amplify the idea of hope that comes out of the book of Isaiah. And then there's an explanation in this passage of how this unfolds. And it's out of Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 5. And that's where we head today. Therefore, having been justified by faith, there's one of those big words mm-hmm. in my translation. It basically means to be made right. Mm-hmm. Everything's made right by faith. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's just such a wonderful part of hope, is the fact that we have been put at peace by God and things have been made right. I mean, how wonderful is that?
Yes, especially when you think back to how, just unsteady you felt before you became a believer, or, you know, as you were searching, you knew something was just a little off kilter, or really, really off kilter. But just the difference in, by entering through faith into what God has always wanted to do for us, set us right with Him, make us fit for Him, we have it all together with God because of our Master, Jesus.
And I just love how that translation says it, having mm-hmm. it all together with God, because, and this kind of unfolds now in the next verse, through whom we also have obtained our introduction by faith into this grace in which we stand, which is what you've just read. That's how he's translated it. And that is such a great picture, the idea of actually standing in grace. I know what it's like to stand in water. I know what it's like to stand in a field of grass. I know what it's like to stand in a field of corn. I'm standing in grace.
Yeah, I can remember when you first became a believer and that concept was new to you. And I can remember you talking about it in that it wasn't like a puddle where you could stand in it sometimes and then move out of it. It was like, no matter what.
Yeah.
Once I'm a believer, once I'm covered by the blood of Jesus, there is no getting out of the grace. I'm always just standing in it. And so mine says, and that's not all. We throw open our doors to God and discover at the same moment that He has already thrown open His door to us, we find ourselves standing where we always hoped we might stand, out in the wide open spaces of God's grace and glory, standing tall and shouting our praise. And I think that's one of the things I love about the idea of wide open spaces in this particular translation is sometimes I feel like my world can get kind of small.
Yes.
And to be reminded that my world is not about rules. It's not. It's I have wide open spaces I get to stand in because of God's immeasurable grace.
Well, I'm not even going to read my translation because it's not nearly as animated as that. But what I notice is it says we exult in hope of the glory of God. And I looked that up, and you know, basically my translation of that would be, we're pumped. You know, we're just like,
yeah.
That feeling that you get when you go, yes, like deep down into your soul.
Like in sports.
We're standing in grace, and I'm pumped in the hope of the glory of God, because that's just as real as the life I'm living right now.
Mm-hmm.
And not only this, and this is the list I kind of wanted to get to, and how it reflects on Isaiah is that I think Isaiah was trying to draw out what it meant to experience overcoming the shortcomings of the people of God. And he's trying to explain how that happens. So the picture that's been painted so far in Romans 5 is that I have this thing that's happened between God and I've been made right. I am at peace with God, and now I'm standing in grace, and I'm exulting in the fact that I'm headed in the right direction. I've got a great destination.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes and says this, and I'm just going to read these, and then you can kind of see what your translation says. And not only this, but we also exult in our tribulations, knowing that when I have tribulation, it brings about perseverance. And perseverance then brings about proven character. And proven character brings about hope. You know, how much do we desire to have hope? Mm-hmm. In fact, that's what we're talking about in the book of Isaiah, is that he's a hope caster. You know, mm-hmm. he's explaining what hope looks like. But there's a process that we go through, and it begins with tribulation, moves into perseverance. That proves our character, and proven character brings us hope.
And without hope, the motivation is gone. Just to move ahead at all at any given time in the day, if the hope is gone, the motivation to move forward just disappears. So yours says, and not only this, but my version says, there's more to come. We continue to shout our praise even when we're hemmed in with troubles, because we know how troubles can develop passionate patience in us, and how that patience in turn forges the tempered steel of virtue, keeping us alert for whatever God will do next.
Tempered steel of virtue. That's excellent. You know, that's basically what proven character, that's how he's translating it there.
Yes, and when it talks about forges, that doesn't sound like an easy process. So what we have to go through sometimes is, it could be difficult.
So when you're thinking about the book of Isaiah and you're thinking about hope, and I know we're reading out of a passage in Romans right here, but this is kind of the core, because, you know, one of the things that Isaiah says is, come now, let us reason together. Mm-hmm. And that's why I was drawn over to this passage in Romans, because Paul is taking that concept and he's reasoning with us about hope. And so he's taken us through the process of, we're standing in grace, we're exulting, we're pumped in the hope of the glory of God. We exult in our tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance in our lives. And when perseverance happens, proven character occurs. And then when proven character happens, hope emerges. And what a reward. See, hope is a reward. It's not just something that we can grab a hold of and want to have. It's something we kind of learn from God as God takes us through.
And hope does not disappoint. In the message, it says, in alert expectancy such as this, we're never left feeling shortchanged. Quite the contrary. We can't round up enough containers to hold everything God generously pours into our lives through the Holy Spirit.
Hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit. I think in one old translation, maybe the King James, it said shed abroad within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. And, you know, that's really the source of hope. We have God inside of us. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that was no different for what Isaiah was explaining any more than Paul looking back and seeing what had occurred. We have a living hope, as Peter would talk about, right inside of us. And this is a concept that's woven all the way through the scriptures.
Thanks for joining us today at fourthstream.com.